Yes, we do. But y'all know what? It's always a good thing when we have something to talk about. It means things are happening and things continue to happen. Nothing's changing. Well, now I ain't going to say nothing's changing. Put it change that one. Everything's changing. Yeah, I know. I know, man. Everything's changing. And sometimes we just don't know how to react to it. Isn't that right? I know it is. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because we will survive. All right, y'all, it's Open Mic Monday. Y'all know what that means. Hey, I started out. That don't mean we're going to finish where I start out at, but we're going to have us some fun today. So if there's anything on your mind that happened over the weekend or last week sometime or the week before that you need to get off your chest, hey, give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email us at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me up on my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Okay? And trust me, y'all, I'll get back to you. I'll put it on the show and we can talk about anything. All right, today is Monday, February 25th, 2013. And as I always say, this show covers some very touchy All right, I'm having issues right now. Okay, wait a minute. Let's try this again. Well, I tell you, it's too early for this. All right. Oh, Lord, good thing I don't drink anymore. Oh, Lord. All right, the show covers some very touchy subjects. So before we get started, I want to officially say I do apologize to anyone who we may offend, guests may offend, but you have to take into effect that this is a adult-type show. So as adults, we get into conversations, and sometimes we become very passionate about what we're saying, and we say certain things. Now, we're not trying to intentionally hurt your feelings or make you upset, but as an adult-type show, things are said in the heat of passion. So I do want to apologize at this time, okay, for anything that may be said or may hurt. All right. Also, on Let's Talk, we do encourage open dialogue, and we'd like to hear everyone's opinion. That's why it's called Let's Talk, because we want to know what people are thinking and their opinions on things. Now, of course, in order to do that, we must respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. If somebody's talking, let them finish what they got to say. If everybody gets to talking at one time, nobody understands what anyone's saying, and an important point may be missed. So let's think about that, okay? And also keep your responses short and to the point. Now, I know a couple of my callers, they can go on and on and on and on. So I'm going to have to work a little harder at keeping them at the short and to the point page of their comments. for the most part, yes, please. And here's another thing. No personal attacks are allowed. No personal attacks are allowed, okay? We are adults, as I said before, so let's please conduct ourselves in that manner. And, of course, if any of these guidelines are violated, I will not hesitate to mute you on the spot. Or, as I like to say, I will not hesitate to tase your behind. All right? So those are the guidelines that I do have for the show, for my show today. It's so much fun, so much fun. Now, what I'm going to do, here's the quote of the day. Oh, y'all ready for the quote? You know what? I thought being Monday, you know, a weekend is gone. I thought maybe we would have a funny quote of the day today. Well, I thought it was funny anyway. So I'm going to read this quote of the day, and then we're going to go to a brief commercial. Here's the quote of the day. Don't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone I love. And that was said by the great Woody Allen. You want to hear it again? Don't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone I love. Wow. I tell you, boy, that was something there, boy. I tell you, I had to laugh at that one myself. But y'all know what? It's all good. So we're going to take about a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to go open up the lines and see what we got on the got coming up. All right. See y'all in a short few seconds.
The first in the Just Know series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith and her children's philandering father, and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, there it is, March 13th. Go and mark it on your calendar. Hey, go ahead and mark it on your calendar. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. And man, I tell you, we had her on the show a couple of weekends ago, and the sister has it going on. So make sure y'all support her, okay? March 13th, Amazon.com. All right, you probably go on Amazon now and pre-order it if you like. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, so make sure you get that done, all right? Because we are backing her on that one. All right, I see someone has their hand raised up early in the show. So let's see what they got on their mind.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, it's a Joe sighting.
That's right.
It's a Joe sighting. Well, hello, Mr. Joe. How you been doing?
Hey, Eric, how's your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful, man. Just lovely. I cannot complain.
Oh, yeah? So when are you going to bring these women on the air, then?
Oh, when I'm going to bring these women on the air?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on that, Joe. I'm working on it. You know, I have to get it, you know, work in their time frame.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So most of them probably be on Friday night or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. Around Christmas time, right? Yeah.
No, it won't be around Christmas time. When are you going to bring your women on the air?
I don't have any.
You don't have any dance partners or nothing?
I got dance partners, but I don't have any.
Put them on air so we can talk to them.
No, I'd have to bring my telephone to the dance.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to tell you something. One of the shows was a repeat, and on that repeat, you were doing a commercial, and I have to say, Eric, you sounded pretty professional. You sounded like you were writing. I think it was about a barbecue sauce, something like that, or a restaurant.
Yeah, it was a restaurant.
Yeah, and you sounded like you actually owned the restaurant. It was pretty good.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. I tries.
Yeah, you had the right enthusiasm, you had the right pacing and everything. It sounded like a damn professional commercial. Yeah.
Well, you know, I try to be. I am kind of professional, Joe, when I'm doing certain things.
I'm not even going to let you walk into that because that's like walking into a landmine with 2 feet. Forget it. All right? Especially after that freaking joke about Woody Allen. Yeah.
makes sense, though. It really does.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
You know it does.
Yeah.
You just, you know, some people just didn't like that word, but it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You keep on putting out these admonitions about, you know, nobody on the show should curse out each other. Everybody has to be polite. And then you
that
come out
polite.
With a joke like that.
That was polite.
Okay.
And as I said before, Joe, this is an adult conversation. So, I mean, adult show. So sometimes adult things are said.
So if I say my normal adult sayings, but I say it in a nice, low tone of voice, that's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, good. Wait till lady gets her ass on the line.
Oh, Lord. Don't leave lady alone. Lady has been very good, and she has been putting out, making some great points, Joe. Don't bother her.
What'd you say she's been putting out? Oh, I can believe that.
Oh, Lord. I walked into that one. Oh, Lord, so I got somebody else with their hand raised up. Happy Monday to you. You on Let's Talk. What's on your mind? Can I get your name, please?
What's up, Joe? What's up, Mr. Eric?
Oh, all Lord. Right, it's a Shasta sign. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Shasta. Okay. As long as it's not a lady.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Y'all still miss. I heard Joe clowning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
They won't. I just hop in and mess with them. It just happened to be Joe and Mr. Eric.
Yeah, it just happened to be us too. You know, we do what we do.
Oh, you know what? I met a woman on Blog Talk Radio, and she agrees with everything I've said about the relationships between men and women. I told her to come on the show, which was, it was last week around Thursday, Wednesday or Friday, but she didn't come on the show. I have to go visit her again and try to get her to come on.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can see just how much she agrees with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we don't hold back no punches.
Oh, I told her that. I said, cause she, what happens? She believes that women love drama. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put the idea in her head. She already came out with this before I even got on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an argument with her sisters about it because she told the sisters that her sisters were really loving drama. So I said to her, you know, you ought to come on this other show that I go on. It's on at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Come on over there and get beat up, because if you got beat up by your sisters, you can get beat up over there.
Get beat up.
I like the way
because I know she, if she starts talking to Shasta, if she starts talking to Lady, they're going to try to beat her up, but she seems like she can hold her own.
Okay, all right.
Why
well, just bring on.
Why she got to beat up when she talked to me? Why I got to be abusive? I ain't beat up nobody.
Oh, please, Shasta, you live for drama.
Whatever. No,
yeah,
I don't
whatever.
Know how these folks believe in that. If you don't make no sense, I am going to speak up.
Right, yeah. Like you need a golden invitation to open up.
Yeah.
You show right. I don't.
Out there.
None
you
at all.
You know what? Isn't it amazing? The two people that's been missing in action get together on Monday and just want to talk back and forth.
We're just spicing up your show. That's all.
I know.
I miss you.
Yeah. I'm sure. All right, here's the first topic I want to talk about. Man raped woman he met on Christian dating website. A California man is accused of raping a woman he met on a Christian dating website, and police fear there may be other victims. Mr. Banks, 37 years old, met the victim on the matchmaking website ChristianMingle.com.
I get emails from them.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Where he went by the username Rarity. Banks used three additional online identities, Ryland Butterwood, and Ryland Harborough. And police say they are concerned there may have been more cases with other women. Of course, ChristianMingle.com talks a safety section that includes a warning to avoid contact with members who cannot take no for an answer. So what y'all feel about that? I mean, is Christian Mingle should they do a little bit better as far as I guess how can they?
No, you can't
screen.
Policing.
I mean, they have like that match.com. It's supposed to be one that screens. I went to them about I don't know 7, 8, 9 years ago, and they paired me up with my exact opposite of what I wanted.
Huh.
They can't do a good job. Then I don't think a dating site should be responsible at all for whatever happens.
Okay.
I agree. You have to use a little discretion with what you're doing.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, so maybe she shouldn't have included all of her personal information. She had to worry about that all, you know.
Okay.
What was the dude's name? Rarity? Yeah, it was a rare situation, was it not?
Mm. Hold on.
I kind of blame her. You know, I guess she thought because it was Christian Mingle that Christians don't lie.
Yeah, but she can't be responsible, depending upon the situation, though. She can't be responsible
right.
for being raped.
Yeah, I mean, hold on.
True enough, but she can use a little bit more, you know.
You don't. You never really
apprehension.
Know.
She can use a little bit more apprehension when dealing with people you don't know.
No. Okay. Hold on. Let me bring Lo in. Hey, Mr. Lo, you there?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. I just had a hell of a workout, and I'm feeling swell about to cook, and all is well. How's everybody?
Oh,
how's everyone else doing?
Hey, Lo. What's up?
Good. Thanks for
asking.
Good,
what's going on, little mama? How you been?
I'm good, I'm good. You sound pretty good yourself.
Oh, shit, if you were here, you would know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, mm. Now we got the formalities out of the way. You know what? I'm going to tell you. Real talk, I'm going to say it like this. Get off of them goddamn websites and go and do it the normal, natural, old school way. You go in and you're taking somebody at their word as far as what they clicking on a computer. Oh, well, I like sports. Do you like sports? Do you like cars? Do you like red, blue? Fuck all of that. Go about it the normal, natural way. Go out and meet people. People are not that busy to the point where they have to have someone else actually match them to somebody that they don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
But, Mr. N.O., obviously it's necessary. That's why it was ever invented, because there's a lot of other social sites for the same reason. Although you may not be busy, so your opinion is that other people aren't, obviously they are, and that's why they exist.
Once again,
is there really a reason?
Hold up, Eric.
Yeah.
Once again.
Like,
this isn't new. People having careers and people having lives to live, that's not new. None of this stuff
True.
Is new. It wasn't new 20 or 30 years ago when that bullshit didn't exist. It's just people like to go into McDonald's now for everything. They like to go in and get the burger, fries, and soda or shake in one little combo instead of going out and seeking their own. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Hell, you could meet a person at a library, a club, sports bar, wherever, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's one thing. That's one avenue. If you never come outside of your little shell and go out and venture out or whatever, then, you know, you get what you get. And I can sit there and click on a whole lot of boxes and make myself sound oh so wonderful. I'm a rarity. And the next thing you know, you trying to figure out what are you going to do to get me off top of you.
Well,
that's what happened, right? That's what happened.
Well, I agree with what you're saying as far as there's other ways to meet people, but I'm glad it's Monday, too. My favorite news show is Catfish. I don't know if anybody else has caught that, and I don't really watch a lot of reality
TV. Oh, that's
made
famous by Monteteo. Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of reality TV, honestly, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but that is my favorite show, just the fact that people go online and they do online dating with people who have a habit of lying online and making fake profiles and not being who they say they are. So maybe a lot more people meet people that way for low self-confidence. Maybe they don't have the confidence they need to meet people in person.
I think websites are a good idea. I think people don't know how to use them properly. I think if you've got a webcam, and that's a good thing. You see each other. You see each other in real time. And nobody should be dating somebody who's like more than a half an hour away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that part. I agree with the hour and a half part, but the other stuff, I don't agree with that. I'm going to tell you what.
Well,
go ahead.
You guys just have y'all just have two different opinions, that's all. So y'all ain't going to agree. Y'all just have two different opinions, basically.
We supposed to have two different opinions.
Yeah, why would you say?
Low and low is low.
Yeah, Shasta, why would you even say that?
I'm just saying, so it's not debatable, because y'all just think a different way. Like, I agree with parts of what both of y'all are saying. I agree that you do have to be able to get out and meet people. You know, it's good to get some fresh air and, you know, step out and be social and meet people in real life. That's good. But it's also cool to be able to sit at home and, you know, socialize with people that you may not know in real time.
Well, that's fine. I'm doing that right now. That's See? Fine. I'm not seeking to gain a relationship or intimacy from anyone on here, though.
Mm. Okay.
But is it so bad if you do?
Would I feel bad if I do?
No, I said, but is it so bad if you do seek intimacy or a relationship online?
I say, yeah, because I've always been the man with confidence. And even more so than that, I've known guys that didn't have much self-confidence, but the situation worked out where, well, maybe I was that person's cousin. Well, hey, you know, my old lady, she know, or she has a cousin that, you know, she kind of do the things that you do. You know, I mean, she's not very outgoing, outspoken, or whatever the case may be. So, hey, you know, maybe I'll, you know, meet or whatever and go from there.
Yeah, I happen to agree with Rich's method of meeting. If people can be introduced to one another through a third party. I like that.
Yeah. I agree with that myself.
Yeah, I remember Joe mentioning that one time before when we had talked about relationships. And you were saying the only way that you would really and I don't want to misquote you, but the only way that you would really be interested in a woman besides having sex right away would be if it was a third-party introduction from someone you trusted.
That was never me.
Yes, it was, yeah.
No, it wasn't. That was Rich's idea. I never said anything like that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to listen to an old show, and I'm going to tell you exactly which one it was.
Okay.
Nobody here will ever say to you if they've ever remembered me saying that.
I do, because I was on the show.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I got a question. Yeah, because that really was going nowhere. Anyway.
Whatever.
True. Okay, let's talk about like this. Since it was a website, right, and apparently they did exchange information, if you wanted to, say, use, what is this thing, Uvu, or Skype or whatever to have a conversation so you can actually see this person, and they just refuse to do that, should that be considered as a red flag?
Oh, yeah, that's over. It's over.
Yeah, of course.
But
what if I don't have the capability?
You can't put your ugly mug on TV, on the camera. Get your ass out of here.
I'm just saying, what if I don't, on the opposite of that, what if I don't have that capability? Like, what if I just don't have webcam?
It costs you $10.
But, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Shasta. You may not have it on your computer, but most people walking around with iPhones, you can download that app. So if you was to take the time and explain to that person how to do it, and they still refuse to do it, would that be a red flag for you?
Well, true enough. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm just saying, what if I'm a person who doesn't have any of the capabilities? People are walking around with iPhones, but I don't have an iPhone. So what if I just don't have those capabilities? I'm
you
completely
have it.
Interested in you.
You have
it. I'm completely. Okay, what if I am, Joe? I'm talking to you, and I'm interested in you.
Right.
And I can't get online with you. So does that mean don't have an online relationship with me?
You had to have met me online in some way, right? Because we're talking about...
I mean, like, I can't get on cam with you.
No. It costs you $10. You plug it into your computer, and it's done.
Yeah. Or better yet, go to one of your friend's house that does have one, that way they can sit there and look at the person with you.
Yeah. With me, it's over.
With Joe says it's over.
It is. I'm talking, look, you know, I haven't had to do it because I got my picture up. They got their pictures up. And, you know, you don't meet anybody that's more than a half an hour away from you, so you don't waste your time. But the thing is, you know, to have a webcam, and also people, you know, might show you photos from about 13 years ago and stuff before they put on, you know, 15, 20 pounds. But when you have a webcam, it's a lot easier. But if somebody says, well, I don't want to do it, I can't do it, it's a plug and play.
It's just that simple.
That's it. Or you might have to install some software. You've had to install it before. You know, it takes a few minutes. and bang.
Yeah, but I mean, the society that we live in, oh man, it's so fickle, man. I mean, people are so caught up on looks, you know what I'm saying? And I understand that there has to be a degree of attraction on a physical level, but like I told you specifically before, Joe, you might miss out on the person that's for you because they're not in the box that you want them to be in.
You know, it makes sense on the outset, but I've been, you know, dating women since,
since Jesus.
I was a late bloomer. I guess I'd have to say 18 and 19. And I had enough women from all outside the box, inside the box, know what my type is.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not my type, it doesn't mean I won't give them a chance as long as, you know, it's no real, you know, exertion of energy. But I'm not chasing some chick who's not my physical type to begin with.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, you know, to each its own, but, I mean, you know, that, like I said before, there's two types of guys out there, and this guy that was on the court of the day, and it's the guy that walks, well, hey, he's not even walking around. He's floating around. Ah, the world is so great. It's so wonderful. I'm having sex with a person.
And I had enough sex to realize that not all chicks can do, you know, what they're supposed to. So, to me, you know, the reason I'm here where I am and do what I do and say what I say is because I'd rather be by myself most of the time than be with
them. Well, I mean, you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but you said they can't do I don't know what you mean by that, but I mean,
what I'm saying is not all, you know, a lot of guys think that just as long as you get laid, it's terrific.
No. I mean, if you're saying more specifically that, you know, she's a little heavy or something like that, or whatever.
No, I'm saying that a lot of chicks don't know what to do in bed. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So when you're chasing somebody and they don't know what to do in bed, you feel like, Jesus Christ, I just wasted my time. I don't want to have to be a mentor to this one. I'm over 40. I've been through all this bullshit. Okay? I don't want it anymore. I don't want to exert energy. All I want is like, you know what? I'm the kind of guy that loves harmony. I'm the kind of guy that has a sense of humor. I'm the kind of guy that likes to have fun. I'm the kind of guy that I'm relatively attractive, relatively intelligent. I've had my share of chicks. It's not as though I'm an ogre, I'm a hunchback. But I have to have somebody that's worth my while. And I'm not chasing anymore because I'm past 20. And I'm not settling because I know what I want.
Look, this is that type of guy, as LL Cool J used to say.
I'm by myself a lot. But the thing is, I've also been with women a lot, and I would rather be by myself than be with the women, the vast majority of them, that I've been with.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I don't really want to get personal, but I'll ask anyway. It's just me. Yeah. Nobody else is listening, by the way, so don't worry about it. It's not,
you hear that, Eric?
It's not that the fire has died, has it?
Okay. If I come across somebody who's really nice looking, has a sparkle, who's vibrant, in there. But ordinary.
Okay.
Other than that, now you got to have more than just, you know, the ability to put on makeup. Because if I'm talking to you and you're good looking, but you're brain dead, or I feel that you've got a personality of roadkill.
Okay. So, but honestly, now, because we're going to move away from there for a moment. I see
just one more question I have before you do that, Eric. You missed my question, Joe. Has the fire
You asked me if the fire was still there, whether or not I had any kind of real interest, and my interest has to be fans.
Is your libido still there, man?
Yeah.
Okay,
but it has to be incited by a woman who's more than just somebody who puts her makeup on.
I got you.
I like pretty women, but they got to be more than just the ability to put on your mascara. Okay. Hey, I got you. I'm with you.
Mm.
You know, because otherwise, you know, a lot of men, they just take a look at something and go, yeah, I'm going to jump in bed with that. No. I take a look at it, I say, she's got to prove herself to me.
Mm. All right. All right. Here's the next question. Because in January, there's a lady suing Match.com, right? Because she went out with a guy that actually stabbed her 10 times in the face and chest. So, you know, that should these dating sites actually be held a little bit more responsible?
No.
Okay. Let me let Ebony in.
talking about me and my libido.
Well, happy Monday to you, Ebony.
Hello, Ebony.
Hi. Oh, God, you're so funny. I just have to laugh. I've just had such a laugh today. Sorry. Hi. How are you? How are you guys?
We're wonderful.
We're all well. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Joe, I just love your stuff. You're so funny. Anyway.
Oh, God.
And I'm not answering that because that's what you want.
Eric, yeah. do you pick up all the flirting back and forth like, oh, you're so funny. I just love your stuff.
Yep. I know. You hear the way she just comes on, right? She doesn't even say hello, first of all.
I guess I need to go ahead and put this disclaimer out there. I'm not responsible for what happens, okay?
Just like the dating site. Yep.
This is not a date site.
Glad Joe said his libido hadn't gone. I was like, okay, maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope for you. Okay.
For who? For who?
She talking to you, Joe.
I She's talking to me.
I really thought so. But I wanted to know for sure. There's hope for you. She is so sweet, this British.
That was so funny. Okay. Sorry. I don't know who was asking the questions, but they were really good questions. I think I learned so much from those questions. And thank you, Mr. Talk, for not letting me in too soon, because actually... Ellie, I wouldn't have heard those answers. They're brilliant answers.
No,
you
want
to keep on this, don't you? You just don't know when to change a topic, do you? Just got to keep on and on until something happens. Thank you, Mr. Talk, for not letting me in too soon. Because, it was so funny.
I think Eric was trying not to laugh, but I know he knew I was online, so
it was funny.
It was a good joke. But you guys are talking about internet dating.
Yeah, internet dating.
Okay, I've never done internet dating.
I can believe it.
Well, here's the scenario. Here's the scenario, Evan. One guy raped a lady he met on ChristianMingle.com. Then I just mentioned another one who stabbed the woman 10 times in her face and her chest. You know, and they met on Match.com. So I'm saying, should the people over those two, dating websites, period,
accountability.
Should they have accountability? Yeah.
I don't know, because they kind of give you guidelines, which is never go out and without telling people, be careful of who you meet up with. I mean, that's what I hear. So I guess outside of that, how would they take responsibility for so many people who are on their sites?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, like I said before, as long as you have one disgusting, slippery, slimy-ass attorney alive, he will find a way to get in those people's pockets.
Well, that's true.
Period.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you kind of it's one of those things where you take the risk, don't you? Because people are not just meeting on internet sites. They meet on, you know, blog talk shows. They meet on, they meet on Skype. They meet on in other ways. You know, you take a risk, you know, when you enter that kind of internet association. But I guess yeah, even if I, even if you saw the person's picture, you know, when you see, you know, I've got a friend who actually went all the way to Brazil to meet someone that he'd been speaking to for nearly a year. Yeah, and spent a few weeks with her and said everything she was online was what she was like in person. And, you know, he felt he made absolutely the right choice. So, you know, you can learn a lot from, I guess, from Skype and Skyping someone and seeing that person. So, you know, and I know lots of people who have relationships all the time with people on Skype, and it seems to work quite fine. So, if you know, it depends. You got to check the person out as much as you can. But I always say you can go and make other checks if you want to. I mean, because I'm not in the States. If I was dating someone like Joe,
for example, if I was quiet for two years and she'd still bring my name in there. Any situation, it wouldn't matter. Any situation.
I'm just saying, for example,
you know, you could talk about TV, you talk about a couch.
What?
And, you know what? And somehow my name would be associated with a freaking couch.
But you like it, so just chill.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for example, if I was dating you, okay?
Oh, for God's sake.
Just for example, okay?
Just
chill.
Can't you date Enlo?
Just saying, just chill.
Can't you date Eric? He's always here.
So, for example, I date Mr. Talk, right? And you're in the States. I'm in the UK. I know nothing about you. I know nothing about your background. What I would do is go and do a background check on you. Check out if you've got a criminal record. Might try and find out where you went to school, where you live. I try to get a background.
You do all that, huh?
Yeah, I've already tried with you, Joe. I didn't get much.
I have no doubt whatsoever that you probably did.
But why
no
should,
doubt.
Why should the person seeking do it? Why can't the web dating sites have someone actually doing that? Or is that going to cost too much?
That would cost a lot of money.
Well, they would add that to the cost of your fee, whatever is your monthly fee. And for a very small price, actually, you can go check anybody out in the U.S. because, you know, you guys, just like our country, Big Brother is really a big thing in your country. So everybody's on record somewhere. And if you've got even driving offenses, that comes up on a check. Whatever, you know, if you're in debt, it will come up on the check. You know, if you've been pulled up for any crime, and that doesn't really say that someone can become a mad person, you know, overnight, and, you know, just because they have a clean record means that they're innocent. But you can take some, you know, you can at least protect yourself to a certain degree. And if you go out on the first dates or whatever, always make sure someone's with you. Don't necessarily, or people know that you're around or whatever. You know, be careful. You don't have to really take big risks. I know one of my friends, she dated a guy from Facebook, and he came over from Italy to the UK to spend, I think, a week with her. It was about a week with her. And she made him book into a hotel, and she went to see him in the hotel for a good kind of few days before she allowed him to come to her house. And it was all fine, and they're still friends, and everything is tickety-boo. But, you know, she did that to protect herself in case he wasn't all he made out he would be. And then she told everybody else where she was. She made sure that we called her, checked in with her, and we did all that just to make sure she was safe. It doesn't mean that something couldn't go wrong, but it doesn't mean that it still means that you should look after your own safety as much as possible.
Wasn't that the case where the girl killed the Italian that came over to England?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the case, yeah. Ebony's friend, yeah, we read about it in The Sun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's still alive and kicking.
He is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he went back to Italy.
He's a really nice guy. About nearly 7 foot tall. An ex-basketball player. Really beautiful guy. Very nice, too. And very smart.
Wow. Very smart, huh?
Yeah.
Too smart, he got stabbed.
I mean, I like smart guys, too. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
There aren't that many around. But, you know, I like smart guys.
Mm.
Once you have a libido, anyway. Anyway, let's move on quickly.
You think I'm going to respond to that?
Well, I mean,
that was a good one. That was a quick one, wasn't it?
Yeah, there goes the zinger, the Brit from the zinger from Brit.
Look, that was a quick jab right there, boy.
Yeah,
I tell you,
it was. Yeah,
okay.
You can go and do all of these background checks and all of this stuff and. You know, I mean, let's be honest here. Nobody knew what Ted Bundy was capable of, did they? Everybody thought he was perfect.
But they didn't meet him online either. Yeah.
No, they didn't meet him online. That's true. And the thing is, so if they would have met him online and did a background check, everything would have come back squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just the guy to take home to mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hey, go ahead.
No, you never really know. It doesn't matter where you meet somebody. You don't know until you've been with them for a while, and even after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, it doesn't matter if you meet somebody online, if you meet somebody in a bar, or in a club, on the street. I picked up chicks on subway, sidewalk, club,
right.
School. So it doesn't matter. You know?
Right. I'll say... You know, and I like to tell people about this one because I always like the term or the phrase Dracula, and you know, from Mr. Solutions.
Yeah.
I would tell you firsthand when I was out there running, I'm glad they didn't have this internet bullshit. It was so vibrant because if it would have been, oh my goodness, you know, I don't have a lot to tell. I don't have a lot to tell to anybody. Oh, where are you? Oh, you're in Chicago? Yeah. I can take a weekend and ride up there or fly up there, either or. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Come up there, smash, and come back home.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed everything. I mean, hell, let's be for real. Enjoy, you
I
had a good point. An hour and a half is too far away. What'd you say?
Oh, I said I haven't seen you in the UK.
You haven't seen me?
Uh-oh.
You haven't seen me in the UK?
Oh, you're directing your attention towards somebody else now.
No, I was saying I haven't seen him in the UK. He said he could go anywhere that he was asked to go. I just said I haven't seen him in the UK. That's all I said.
Well, you haven't been in the spots I've been in the UK because I have been been in the UK.
Oh, well done.
I have the passport stuff to prove it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And Eric can verify for him, too.
I think what you guys were saying about recommendation is really good. If someone recommends someone to me, I always think there is a good chance that person may be a good match. Only because normally, you know, it depends on the person who's recommending. If you really trust that person, you know, and that they have a good understanding of who you are, it's like that they could recommend someone to you and it could work out very well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so recommendations are good, and often they come from a good place. That person wants to see you happy with someone. They know someone who maybe they think is a really great person, you know, and they'd like the two of you to get together, and it sometimes can be a really good match, you know.
Like you say, sometimes.
Sometimes it can. It doesn't always work out.
Yeah, that's true. Because I know personally that... If I'm dealing with a chick and, you know, we're exclusive and she has a friend and I say, well, hey, I know a guy that could meet your friend or whatever, you know, if she's the type that I feel is, you know, flamboyant and if she's a bitch, I'll put my homeboy that's going to go get her, smash her, and dog her out and get away from her. I'll put him on her. If she's a good person, then I wouldn't do that because I don't want to hear all the drama that's going to come back to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's two ways to go about that.
To you.
Yeah, because if she's a bitch and don't nobody like her and she always by herself because can't nobody deal with it, then, hey, I'll put my dog ass over on her and fuck the shit out of her.
Okay.
All
righty.
All heart. Clearly.
All heart. Yeah. Well, I tell you.
So what I wanted to know, guys, is there anyone amongst you guys that you would recommend to someone who is single?
Somehow
I know,
I'm having a feeling that somehow, that question is going to go around and around.
I was thinking about that now. Okay.
No.
I'm just saying, okay, if you guys, okay, Mr. Talk, for example, Mr. Talk, are you single or are you with someone?
Oh, I'm with someone.
Oh, okay. So who else is in the room? There's...
Jeez, wait a minute. Let's take a count. There were three people before. Now, let me see. Right after the question, let me think. Might be the same three. Who's in the room?
I'm just saying, okay, if I was looking for a really good guy, could you recommend anyone, Mr. Talk, to me? Is there anybody that you know as a guy who's single who you could recommend?
You're in the UK.
It don't matter. I'm in the UK.
How can he recommend anybody to you when you're in the UK?
He could.
How?
He could say this is
Eric,
a really
do you know anybody over in England?
No. Well, yeah, I actually do.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. That smashed that one. Okay. So
the thing about it, though, he would have to know who you are. I mean, he's not going to put his friend his best friend Joe that's a wallflower at the party that's not getting the girl. He's not going to put him with you and you the life of the party. No, he's not. You got to know
right.
what type of person you are.
That's right, Eric. You don't want Joe the Wallflower mixing it up with Ebony, the vibrant one.
Based on your short interaction with me, as a single woman, is there not anybody that you would think you would like to recommend to me? Okay, because I'm sure you could if you wish.
No, that was for everybody?
Eric, I'm fucking getting
it. Did this turn into a love connection?
No, it's not turning into a love connection.
We're just doing an internet play here.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? If you've got, and I know everybody got a little bit scared there because you thought I was talking about Joe. Not really, because I know he's not ready for dating. But what I'm saying is that's how it works. If you have a friend, right?
Nice to pull it there.
If you have a friend, if you're single, right, and you know someone else is single, you should recommend that friend if you think they're a good person.
Actually, you're right.
I don't necessarily things that way. Like, I know friends of friends, but I don't know. I don't necessarily do all that, though. I just feel like a person will step out and meet whomever they feel like they're comfortable with. And just because that person's a good person to me and they're my friend, it doesn't necessarily mean that you guys might mesh well. And you guys can be two good people, just not necessarily in relationship terms.
And you know what, another thing I just thought about, another thing with that could go wrong is they do not get together and your friend holds you responsible for taking them through the nightmare that they may have to go, they may have been through. So you have to be careful with that.
Yeah,
you do.
I hear that. Really, but then,
and you really have to have the guy or the girl who's introducing the people. You have to prime them. I mean, they have to do it with the approval of the other person. I mean, I don't think anybody really likes matchmakers. But I think if you're going to assign somebody to be your matchmaker and you really let that person know who your types are, I think that then it's okay.
Yeah.
I think what you do, you get the other person on the phone, and then while you both sitting there, let them talk, or you just go talk on the phone before any arrangements are made. And, they kind of get a feeling that way.
Yeah.
Or I might ask, if it's a friend girl, I might ask her, is it okay if I give him your number? I don't ever want to be the in-between person.
I do that.
So if I see that there's an opening, I might say, I know this nice guy. Is it okay if I give him your number or, vice versa?
Right.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
You talking about you want to be
in between. After that, I'm stepping back, though.
That's the right thing because you leave people to get on with it. But you can say, well, actually, I know someone who's a great person. Do you want to consider it? And it's a way of safely introducing someone to someone and knowing that they're also safe. It might not work out, but at least it's a safe choice.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have a close friend that's, I mean, he's a great guy, and I don't say that about a lot of people. He just caught up in a fucked up marriage. He's a great guy. He's a very great guy. And, you know, he's looking for outlets, but he's just afraid to step out.
He needs to sort out his drama first.
That brings up a whole nother scenario. Would you recommend him or somebody?
Yes, I would.
Please don't recommend a married man.
And Lo.
No.
What?
Please don't recommend a married man.
Like I said, from what I see and listening to him, he just needs someone to help him make the first step. Not to mention all the money he's about to lose when he does retire from the military. Because, she's going to crush him with that. He already knows.
Put him on her. Put him on her. Please to God, I hope he's from England.
Oh no! None of that.
No, you know what? If he was from England, you know, I wouldn't be interested. Reason being that, you know, he's already got enough drama going on in his life, and all he's going to do is bring to someone else is that drama. He'd be better off dealing with that situation, resolving the issues with that woman, whoever it is, and then when he steps out. Okay, then I know that I can respect him to step to me, because if he tries to step to someone while he's still engulfed in something, he will never fully step to you. He will be just hoping that you will hold his hand through a situation that he needs to resolve. It's not your story, so why would you want to get involved? He needs to deal with his stuff, be mature enough to let it go, okay? And when he leaves, you know, the opportunity is that he will find someone possibly who could be that next woman. But whilst he's in there, no. It's not good.
We don't wear knickers over here, you know. So he's not from the UK.
It don't matter. Listen, he can be from the US, and he might not wear knickers as far as you're calling it. Knickers, but men in the UK are men. Okay, if he's been a real man, right? Oh. He will deal with his business, handle his business, and then he'll be ready for a real woman. Okay,
somebody
touch upon the British ego there.
Don't go there. It's not about where people are from. It's about respecting the fact that if you want a new relationship, end the old one. That's all.
I don't know.
She's getting
touchy about England-UK relationships. You know that?
Joe?
What?
Do you have an issue, or do you have something you need?
No, you got the issue.
Do you need something that you want to say to me?
You've got the issue, not me. Just because he said knickers, and then you got all panties all unraveled and raveled all up again.
It's like he's trying to say men in the UK.
Men in the UK. I'll stop it with the real men. Men are men no matter where they are. UK, England, US.
Is it different because you're saying it?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, Joe, I gotta disagree with men. Not all men are men. I mean, you know.
No, all men are men. Look.
Bullshit.
There's alpha men, beta men. Everybody wants to try to get themselves in that category. Once you're born with a pair of balls, you're a man.
Well, it takes a man. All I'm saying is...
See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to put men into these little situations, not little situations, these situations where, okay, your man's got to man up because he's got to live up to according to the expectations that have been imposed upon him. That's the problem that's been going on for about 100 years.
Where your ass was at Friday night then, since you got all this to put on? Because we talked about
this talking
Friday
about
night.
That on Friday night.
Friday night was busy.
Okay. He was dating.
Doesn't matter what I was doing.
Someone's touchy. I'm not
talking to you, Brit.
Someone's touchy. Maybe I hit a note there. Okay.
Doesn't matter what I was doing.
So, okay. Well, I'm gonna pose you. I'm gonna pose the same scenario for you.
Mm.
Okay. Let's say that you have a child, and you and your spouse is at the ballpark, and the kids are over there practicing, getting ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy walks up and says, "Hey, let's say your last name is I don't know Jefferson. I need to speak with someone that's in the Jefferson family. There's a situation where some child threw a ball and broke my window. And if you and your wife are sitting there, who is going to be the first person to address that situation?
It's going to be the guy.
Exactly. And we were asking this question, and another guy on the show was, oh, well, we're both going to go, and we should both go at the same time, and blah, 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 all the foolishness. You know, it was just a simple question. I'm always going to say that there are roles in society that men have to play. Everyone has their role. Everyone, hey, the pitcher is the pitcher, the back catcher is the back catcher.
Let me tell you
and everybody else is everybody.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't mind meeting my Zena, okay? And I wouldn't mind following my Zena. Zena, the one who had enough oomph, had enough brains, had enough courage to be who she was, to be a warrior princess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind finding somebody like, because that wouldn't bother my ego one damn bit. If she was stronger than I was in certain ways, smarter than I was in certain ways, and she and I got together, and I would let her make the decisions that she was good at, and I would make the decisions that I was good at, and I wouldn't feel bad about it. If she was good at making money better than I was, and I was coming in second place, making a few thousand dollars less than her, wouldn't bother me at all. As long as she and I got along, that would be fine. The problem, though, is in society, the woman can't handle it.
Mm.
Not the man who can't handle it.
Mm.
We haven't had those opportunities, but the women can't handle it. They want somebody who's always making more money, always taller, always got more status, always has more, 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 but the chick never shares to the same degree that a man does.
But that's not always true, Joe.
Can I comment? Because I'm a chick, and I have an opposite way of looking at that. Honestly, I would think that I'm way opposite. I'm not materialistic, so I don't look at it in terms of you have more than me or you need to have more. I don't even look at it like that. Honestly, I don't. So you could not have a job, and I would still consider you. It depends on your circumstance, your situation, where you're at in life, because we all go through things. So, no, all women don't look like that, and all women don't put specifics on what a man has to have in order to talk to us.
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay, well
before you get started, though, before you get started,
go ahead.
Let me take a short 30-second break, and then we'll come back and get on that topic there, because I see it coming. All right. Y'all in about 30 minutes.
The first in the Just Know series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation, by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith in her children's philandering father and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, y'all know it. Y'all know what it is. No Condemnation. And we had her on the show. She Joe got intimidated by her. This is a good woman, though. She said she's going to come back and talk to Joe one day. But
wow.
No Condemnation, Amazon.com, March the 13th. Now, the day
you
is open
bring
right
her
Monday.
Ass back here.
The day is open mic Monday, and if you want to join in the conversation, 347-838-8622, email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right, we got Joe, Ebony Empress, and Shasta on the phone, and we have one great conversation, and I'm turning it back over to you, Lo. Say what, Joe?
Oh, no, I'll wait till Lo's finished.
Okay,
Shasta, first and foremost, I understand where you're coming from and what you're saying and everything. And, you know, it kind of went to the extreme when you said if he doesn't have a job. Well, let's say he does have a job. And I'll put me in this scenario. If I do have a job and I'm making, let's say, for a low number, $37,000 a year. and my lady is making 80. Now, for the man that can't handle still being the man of his house, he wouldn't be able to understand and respect the situation. And the lady that's going to say, well, you know what? Well, I make more money than you, so fuck what you think. Those are two bullshit-ass situations to me, because I don't give a damn how much money I don't make as much as my woman is concerned. I will still be the man of my house, and I won't make decisions that's going to be for the betterment of me, or I'm so vaginized, like your boy like to say, to the point where, oh, well, she makes more money, and, this is what she wants. That everything she says I'm going to agree with. It's not going to happen. The decision will be made collectively. I won't make all the decisions, and neither will she. Like Joe said, there'll be some things that she'll be better at. Hey, tackle it. But if someone comes to me and says, well, hey, someone in your house was throwing a ball and hit something, that will be my situation. I don't give a damn how many smarts she has, you know, especially if it's a man. If a lady comes up and says something that she needs to speak with someone in my family, hey, handle that. But as far as because of you make more money than I do, I could give a damn about that. Some guys can't handle it. Hey, that's just more money we have at our disposal. But you will never wear my knickers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't say knickers. Don't say knickers. It brings up bad connotations, you know, with her. So, please.
Okay. Her, Joe. Come on. But, don't give me her.
Oh, but you what know what? Are you?
You know my
agree.
Name. Call my name.
Don't bring up knickers, Lowe, because it might offend Ebony.
Yeah, it's better. Okay, right.
I think I was talking in relation to initially meeting someone and whatever circumstance they were in.
Oh, okay. Well,
I where you were coming
them,
from, though, Mr.
I was, oh, okay. Okay. I was just putting them in the scenario that they were already together and, you know, he doesn't make as much money as she does. Or even in a situation where she makes more money than he does. Hey, fine. Good for you, you know. And don't try to come and change me. If I'm happy or content in what I'm doing, let me continue with that because, hey, this is what I enjoy doing. This is my portion to society. And, you know, because the first thing some people will want to do is try to change what this person is doing. I think that because so-and-so's husband or boyfriend does this or that, then you should be able to do. No, it doesn't work like that.
I agree. I agree with that. You know, especially you know, y'all just in a relationship, been in a relationship. 9 times out of 10, when a major decision is made, the woman asks the man anyway. You know, because
she doesn't
want to
bear
respect.
The responsibility.
Yeah. So, I don't know what you're talking about, Shasta.
I just said what I was talking about. I was just talking about an initial. I was talking in terms of initially meeting someone, how I wouldn't judge them based off what they had or didn't have.
No, I think
that's
fair.
In situational terms.
Yeah, that's proper. She's right. You're right. And you know, if let's say that, you know, Shasta works at this corporate office as an attorney and she makes 6 figures and all of this, and I happen to meet her, I don't know, at a club or through Eric or Joe or something, and she asked me, what do I do? Hey, well, you know, I'm a sanitation worker. And the next thing I get from her is, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you and your lonely ass. Enjoy your evening.
Right, but I'm saying I would be the opposite. It wouldn't matter to me if he was a plumber. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that means to me that you're a hardworking man, you're earning a living. Okay, I can talk to you. That's the basis.
Yeah, you actually have people, though. You actually have people that do that, though. I mean, you know. It's all about, you know, how much money you make, and you know, I need to have somebody that I can brag and boast on when I'm talking to my friends.
There you go. That's the problem.
That's when we get into materialism, right, though. That's when you have to look at the person that you're talking to and whether or not material things mean something to them. Some people are just materialistic in how they live life, and their mate oftentimes is just as materialistic as they are.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
They flash together.
I got a girlfriend, right? She has a really great corporate job. She drives a Porsche. She also has a Mercedes in her drive. And the guy that she married, he does something like, I think he's an engineer. He's an engineer. He doesn't earn anywhere near the amount that she earns. Still the man in the house. She allows him to run everything.
I caught that too.
You hear that low?
I caught that. Enough to let him lead her household. If you go to that house, no one would know. You would not know those who are close to her. You would not know that she earns so much money and he earns so little compared to her
she allows it.
No, she bows to his. She bows to his position as her man.
Right. Do you know how many times? You know what you are? You're the British version of Mitt Romney with the flip flop.
I don't disagree with what she's saying. I just think she's a woman and you're a man, so that you don't understand what she's saying the way that she's saying it. But as a woman, I understand what she's saying. She's saying the woman wanted her husband to feel no less than a man just because she made more than he did. She wanted him to feel, you know, you're a man too. You still have it around here. Just because I make more money, I don't want to take that away from your manhood or you feeling like that you're running things around here.
Yeah. No.
Listen. She could have a large ego because she knows she bought the car probably her money has bought a good portion of that house they're living in. But you would not know, okay, that is the case, because when you go to her house, he is the man. You see the way that he behaves with her, the way she behaves with him, that it's total respect for his position as her man, okay?
Yeah, I got what you're saying, but it shouldn't be. And just the one word that you said aloud.
Okay,
and it sounds
aloud, but don't take
it
out.
It sounds damning.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Hold on, don't take it out.
But, and I know Eric got somebody on the line. The word allow, it sounds damning, but me personally, I would say that she understands that he is the man. That
is clear.
Don't analyze too deep what she's saying, though.
Don't analyze the word.
Don't analyze what she's saying.
We have to analyze what she's saying.
That's what we do. Analyze stuff, right?
Yeah,
here.
But
what
y'all picking apart words.
Stop it.
Okay.
Come on.
Hold on. Let me bring Michael and Lady in.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
How you guys doing? I don't know who's first. First of all, I've been listening for a whole hour,
Michael.
So can we kind of let some people, us and the lady on the line, get some good information in? Well, first, Ebony, please don't disrespect me and tell me how to talk. I can say contradictions all I want. You know, I don't do that, man.
That word is not allowed today.
Okay, no, you're not my authority, you know. I understand you don't like that, but the reason why, because you don't like me to say it, because I catch you in. And Joe's right. See, Ebony, you're contradicting yourself, Ebony.
Oh,
see, the reason why if you're saying...
There you go.
Get him. Hello? See, Joe is right. When Joe says he would like to have a woman like that, he's saying, you guys don't even know the definition of a fucking leader. I'm listening to y'all, and I'm laughing at y'all. He's a leader. You know what a leader is? A leader is a dictator, people. The President of the United States is not a leader because he always has someone that checks and balances before he makes any fucking decision. A leader, he may get the feedback. Listen to me. I got leadership certificates, bro. I'm in college. You don't know shit about me. Listen to me. I listened to you for a whole hour. Can I just say something? A leader, he may get feedback from people, but a leader, the ultimate decision is his. Nobody can stop him. You don't want to live in a fucking marriage like that. And when you have these roles like that, Ebony talking about, when a man really want to lead, she would tell a man is totally taking fucking control of her. See, when you give a man a fucking rope, he going to motherfucking hang you with it.
Michael.
You understand what I'm saying?
Michael.
I don't think he's understanding where she's coming from
doing,
at all. I think he's misinterpreting where I'm
taking. You're doing a whole lot of using them words we don't like. Do you hear a lot of? Can you
let it? Somebody say "fuck my mother" the other day, and you didn't even hang up on them, y'all. A man that said a real man is this and that was quarreling with me and attacking me. He attacks my mother. That's not a real man. he said he's a real man and he attacked my mother. I've not, and you saying MFs? Come on, man, fuck your show, y'all.
Okay, once again, Michael forgot to take his medication today.
Fuck Michael.
Miss Lady?
Because sometimes he
no,
do
wait
that.
A minute.
Like
hold
Michael
on. Wait a minute, Eric. Did somebody on the show actually curse out his mother?
No.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah,
him and Lo was going back and forth.
Well, you got to admit that it was said then. That's what I'm saying. So you got to do if it was
said,
just say it was said.
But
yeah,
no,
stop debating me.
Look,
I told him I don't debate.
Look, it's my dang on show, okay? I make the rules. So he don't want to listen, okay. Do what he did, hang up. Let me bring 906. Lady, you got the floor.
Yeah, but I wasn't there.
Oh, hi. Yeah, all that cursing, is it really necessary? It's really very annoying and distracting, and it's just not a good thing to listen to. So I'm not telling anybody what to do, but she'll be made for a more interesting conversation. All that cursing, most of it was cut out. But anyway, I just want to address the anger I hear and the frustration with, I don't know which man it was, that was saying that he met some woman and I guess, was he a janitor or something? And she wasn't interested at that point, and he said, F you, and all. You know, that's a waste of energy. You know, I mean, seriously, let's be honest. It's about compatibility. Let's be honest. You know, why would a janitor be looking really for someone in corporate America with advanced degree to be interested in developing a relationship with them? It's more
here you
than
go
oh,
with that foolishness.
Oh, I got to stop
this
right
now.
Damn,
take you right out of here
killing
and dump
me.
Her in the sea.
She got it. Okay, can I say something? Because you are, she killing me.
No, because I haven't finished. You're all jumping in and attacking and interrupting.
Because every time you come on the show, the first thing you do, you always do something by disparaging somebody as soon as you jump in. You don't say hello. You don't say
just let her finish.
Shut up.
Just let her finish.
And you know something, lady? You come on the show always to start trouble. You're the drama queen.
Just let her finish, Joe. Just let her finish.
Yeah, let her finish. I haven't finished yet.
I'm going to finish.
All right? So here's the thing.
Okay.
You're going to come on the show. That's cool, because that's Eric's show. But you're going to get an earful about when you come on the show. You better have some etiquette.
You're not going to talk over me, and you're not going to
well,
go.
Too goddamn
okay.
bad,
okay.
because
control,
I am talking over you.
You don't control this show. You
oh, you know what? I don't
up.
Have
yo,
to control
just let her
this
talk,
show.
Yo, just let her talk.
All right. Let her talk. Let her talk.
Okay.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
No,
let her dig her own grave with her own stupid mouth.
All right, well, let's let her do it, then, if that's what it is.
All right,
let her
do it.
You're a very stupid man. First of
good.
All, you are very
finish,
stupid.
Finish what you got
to
say.
Just finish what you were going to say, ma'am. Just finish the statement that you were making.
I was going to say, it's more than money. It's about life experiences. It's about compatibility. It's about emotional connection, intellectual compatibility, life goals, a discipline. It's about family. It's about a lot of things. When you decide to become serious with someone and marry someone, and if people want to say, "Oh, it shouldn't matter," this shouldn't matter. Why do you think the divorce rate is so high? Because it didn't matter. You better be real about what you want, about what you don't want, about you know about yourself, who you are as a person, what you need, and what you're not going to deal with. Real fast, and stop living in dreamland.
Okay, all now right. now she's finished, right?
Okay, now can I say something to that? Because I'm a woman,
no, wait a minute,
and
wait a minute.
I just I think opposite of what she thought. But we are of the same species.
Okay,
so what I wanted to say in retrospect to what she just said, I think it's kind of weird to say that because this man may be a plumber that he couldn't have interest in someone who was – of status of any type? Because, I mean, it's just like saying Cinderella and the Prince.
Listen.
Let her finish. We let you talk. Hey, lady, how about shutting up so you can let her finish?
Yeah, please let me, because I spoke in reference to letting you finish, so let me. But this is what I heard with my own ears. When you were referencing why the plumber would even think that he'd be in the same, you know, why would he even want to speak to this corporate woman? Well, I mean, if it's not really about the money or our status, maybe they have more in common than people might think they do. It doesn't have to be because of what he does for a living, but maybe maybe he's a reader. Maybe they enjoy the same music. Maybe they enjoy the same art and the same culture. Maybe they enjoy other things about each other that single out their line of work and how much money they make, that they can look over those things because they share something so much deeper. So I don't agree when someone can say, because of my line of work, because I work at McDonald's, how do I see myself with, you know, somebody who works in corporate? Easily. We may be deeper than just what you see materialistically. So it is possible to be attracted to somebody who's out of my league.
Well, you can have all the plumbers and the janitors you want, because what I found is when you have a very educated, professional woman, 9 times out of 10, those men who are they don't even have an AA degree, they can't deal with it. They think that they can, but they can't. And they get very insecure. And they get very
the way I look at that, and I don't mean to interrupt you, ma'am.
I'm going to talk about compatibility. It's not just the money. People want to say it's the money. No. It's about a whole lot of other.
Yeah, well, that's what you brought up as soon as you brought your ass on the phone. Was about the money.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know what? Hold up. You know what? Hold up. Lady, you talk.
It's not just about the money.
You talk, people listen to you talk. Hold, let me tell you something. I brought the scenario of first and foremost, and no, I don't make $30,000+ a year, so you got me messed up. Now, like I said, for the scenario's sake,
no, you
got people.
Well, lady, how about shutting up?
You got people so caught up on
you
goddamn
really have
battle.
A really knock yourself out the box.
You got to be willing to listen, too, though. You got to be willing to listen.
You know, why do we have to put up with her all the time when she gets on the show? She wants to drama.
Okay, hold up. I'd like to welcome Michael and 708
to
the show. Okay?
Okay. How you doing, everybody? I would like to
talk
about this.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? This plumber was a man, and he would be foolish and crazy enough to think that he can talk to a woman in the corporate world, and there's not a chance in the world. There's not a chance he would get even his foot in the door. Well, you know that plumber.
Who said that? Who's saying this?
Nobody said that. See, this is what they said.
That is what you said.
That is what
you
said.
You were out of your stupid mouth with that for a man, a plumber, to think that he could talk to a lawyer.
It doesn't make any sense what you're saying either, sir. I put you right along with her.
Crazy.
Lady, I'm not finished. I'm going by what he's saying. It does make sense what I'm saying. If I haven't finished yet, I'm just repeating what she said. She said a plumber does not have a chance in the world with an executive woman. On any level.
Excuse me, can I finish?
Hey, Aaron, can you apply the same type of rules to her as you do to Michael and everybody
excuse
else?
Excuse me, can I finish?
They don't want to get a true man.
Let it finish.
Anyway.
Go ahead. What you were saying?
Right. What she said was a plumber is just ridiculous. We're not thinking in reality terms that a plumber
that's
that makes maybe less than $30,000 a year would even have a chance to... would not have a chance to even talk to a woman that makes $80,000 or more.
Can I finish?
When I'm done, I'm going to say, this is only going to take 60 seconds. I will say, okay, I'm done. But she was talking about this plumber who is a man that does not have a chance to talk to women, like I said. But, you know, this president of the United States was once that plumber.
Oh, he was in law school, okay?
I can't talk to ignorant people.
All right, Aaron.
Okay,
should have just let the man talk and say his point of view on what he was saying.
All right, all right, all right. Go ahead, 708. Go ahead.
Barack Obama was in school, unemployed. The man had a raggedy car. He had, you know, thrift store clothes and everything. Michelle Obama was on top of her whatever her last name was on top of her game, right here in Chicago. She was employed. She was at the University of Chicago. She was doing great, way better than he was doing. So, and they were together, and they were dating. And I know several stories like that here in the city that I'm in, as well as myself. I'm in a relationship. She's doing way better than I'm doing. And I'm in school with two jobs. And she's in the radio industry, you know, with a cable show and everything like that. So I really kind of have to disagree with what she was saying, how a man that makes less money than a woman, the relationship won't work, and that's the reason why the divorce rate is so high. I think she's going based off on her own personal lifestyle, and she sees it in her own eyesight. That's why she's looking at her own personal lifestyle and the world of that's how everybody is or should be, because that's the way I see. I'm done. Goodbye.
No, you made a good point.
No, you did good. You shouldn't just leave.
Good point.
Oh, I'm here, but I'm done. So she can say what she got to say.
No, we don't want to listen to her. We've already had enough with the mental
melody. Okay, hold it, hold it. She gone. She disconnected anyway. Yeah, she's disconnected.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Wait. Michael. Okay, let's let Michael have his chance. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, well, I've been able to hear some of the topic here that has been going on. Very interesting, I might add. And I have a unique circumstance that you may be interested in. I have been disabled with epilepsy and grand mal seizures for the past 20 years. I do not, nor have I ever collected Social Security disability because I'm not going to take the stinking government's money, for one. Now, my wife works, okay? She is our only income. We've been married for 10 years. She works as a home health aide, okay? And we may be the happiest couple that you have ever seen. Both of us feel like we are blessed by God. And, I mean, this is about happiness. This is about having a relationship. It's about open, honest communication.
Yep.
I agree. And congratulations that you found somebody.
Well done.
Salute.
Respect for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was watching a movie once, and you had a guy, you know, it was fiction, but he had a guy that, you know, his father was a barber, and he became this big-time attorney and everything, and so he was expected by some people to marry this chick whose dad was a congressman or something because, you know, it's going to be perfect and blah, 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 because he's an attorney and everything. But he didn't want her. He cared less about her because she was so fucking fickle-minded. She was so simple. She had all the things that he cared about that were down to earth and that really mattered. She really didn't give a damn about those things. It was all about the image or how it was going to look. And so he wound up marrying the girl from the neighborhood that had moved away. And, you know, she was doing her thing. She wasn't all, you know, glorified with all these titles and everything, but she was just handling her business. And to me, that is essentially the way people should think. Now, if I have a PhD and I have a double master's, and you only have a high school diploma, if we get together and we enjoy each other, to hell with what everybody else thinks. Because all those people, well, you know, my wife's a doctor and, you know, I'm an attorney, but neither one of them happy. They're not even sleeping in the same bedroom.
Or they can't even have common conversations, just regular. They don't even remember the last time they just talked about just regular things with each other.
They can't. You know, and this is that same lady that was on a few minutes ago, and I'm going to bring up a show that was on last week about the different names. I'll say this. She's a fool. No, I'm not going to say a fool. She's an idiot to say, well, if I see that name come across my desk, I'm not even going to consider it. That may be the person that takes your corporation to the next level right there. But because mm-hmm. you've gotten around people that you know nothing about, they could care less about you, and you've done everything you could to incorporate their lifestyle into your life, then now all of a sudden you have to do what they expect or would want you to do. You know, I mean, if you come out of a school and you have all top honors and everything, and there's a big corporation that's looking to hire on the next person to bring them into the future, they could give a damn about what your name is.
Well, hold on.
And can I comment on that? Because the only thing that I see a problem with, the only problem that I see with a relationship like this, the only possible problem that I could see with a relationship where one person has more than the other is where one person makes it a big deal that they have more than the other. Like if you have that AA degree like that woman was talking about, I mean, don't over-talk me because you know bigger words than me. Or don't down-talk me because I may not be where you are. You know what I mean? I think a relationship can work just fine if that person's not overdoing it. You know, like, it's obvious that you make more money than me. It's obvious you have more education than me. But if you're not trying to over-talk me and overdo me and outdo me and change me, then we can just be regular down-to-earth people, and it won't matter what your status is or how much money you have. It's just when you try to make that... When you try to make that a difference, when you try to make your success a difference to someone else in a negative way, that's when it becomes bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's
true.
A quote from
you
a
got somebody on the line,
Eric?
Yeah. Let me bring in this new caller. Best behavior, people.
Not happening.
Right. All right. The mute button is about to happen.
And
I'm just telling you.
Pays it before.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
I just want to say, as a quote I heard from a song a few years ago, if I got a peanut, baby, you got half.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hello, your mic is up.
So we have a new person?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? How come all of these men without any education, why is it that they want a woman with education? How come they don't want someone just like themselves? Then they'd be compatible and more happier, I guess.
Who said the men don't have any education?
I mean, really. I mean, really. If that just takes the issue away. If you're talking, you have a high school diploma. If somebody with a high school diploma, hello. If somebody with an AA degree,
that's assuming that education is all about the. What you get from a college and a university, or, you know, that is what you call education. There's something called, called school of life.
You talked a whole 45 minutes with the two men. Can I say something? Okay.
Well, you should have been on the show. You should have been on the show.
I was listening.
You should have been on. You wanted to talk, you should have came on. You don't get 45 minutes.
You don't come on and then automatically take over the show. Take your two dead brain cells and go back to the hole you came from.
No, I think you actually a whole.
Oh, shut up. You don't know what the, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. People that are, they resort to personal attacks.
Right.
And tearing folks out, that shows a lack of very poor character. Who would want that? It wouldn't matter if they made 0 cents or $10 million a year. So that's what I'm saying. It goes back to compatibility. Always. And
that's probably why you're only compatible with your deal, though.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. Don't even
go. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't know.
Okay, can I ask her a question?
What?
Can I ask her a question?
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you a question, ma'am, because you say a lot about compatibility, and oftentimes when somebody repeats something, that means it's of importance to them. So what type of man are you compatible with?
Well, someone who has, I'll tell you this much, who understands how to use grammar correctly, and who has intelligence and some spirituality, someone who loves his mother. Someone who respects women, respects himself first. And then if he respects himself, see, he won't engage in a lot of name calling and.
All right, you've only got 10 hours to talk. Can you cut it down to 8?
And I'm telling you. And trust
me. Oh, listen, I want to hear her response.
And the ones that don't have it, they know not to step to me. Don't even try. But the ones that do step to me all the time, and I'm telling you, they have it going on. So
yeah, I know. You bragged about it before.
No, that's not bragging. It's fact.
Yeah, I know. It's bragging. Look, I got all... You probably have the fattest, ugliest, baldest men coming up to you and thinking that you are exactly their type.
Well, let's stop insulting each other. We got to insult each other at this point.
But there's something
let's
else that she said I find really interesting.
We don't know who she's dating.
Right. But something she said I find really interesting is that, because I've heard it before on a couple of shows, it sounds like, to me, she attacks men.
No,
Let him talk, ma'am.
I want to hear her statement. What I'm doing is, if I'm talking.
She won't even let nobody talk.
Okay. It sounds
because
like
you know
attack men.
Every time they open up their mouths, they're lying. Okay? So I'm going to stop them in their tracks. Okay? All that lying and mischaracterization.
Eric, somebody else would
have
gotten a taser by now.
I have more. It sounds like he attacks men a lot in the same
position.
It sounds like he likes to attack men in the same situation that women go through. Because, if the tables were turned, I never hear her speak about women that are not doing well in society and they only have a high school diploma. She's more passive to that, as if a man that is successful should try to uplift and bring that woman up with a high school diploma as a man. Well, that's what a man do, be a man. You know, just be a man. That man should try to uplift that woman with a high school diploma who's not doing well. But a woman should be on a level, find a man who is on her executive level. See, I've studied and listened to that, and I'm not jumping on your picking on you. I'm just going by what I see, sisters. You know, that's all. You like to say, and I find it interesting how women. The other thing is how women always want to tell a man how to be a man. That's funny to me. You know, it really is. You know, unless.
Well, can I comment on that real quick?
Oftentimes,
a man feels like a woman wants to tell a man how to be a man. Sometimes I'm guilty of that myself. But in reason to why I may say something like that or feel that way is because I grew up with a father who was a good man, who held my family together and still is with my mother. So after you grow up with a positive male figure, you expect nothing less than that from the men that you deal with. You understand what I'm saying,
okay,
brother?
That's why a woman might hold that mindset. It's no different for me. I grew up with a woman. I'm not going to sit up here. I've heard that statement before. Fine and dandy. Great. I grew up with a woman in the household. I'm not going around telling women how to be a woman. I don't know anything.
And I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you have the right to feel the same way I do, brother. Just because you had a strong woman that you grew up with that took care of her business, paid her bills, and made sure her kids were fine, I'm not saying that you don't have a right to feel the same way about a woman that you choose. So knowing that you had
a
strong mother who took care
of
her business, you probably look for women who do the same, correct?
Well, we allow women to be women.
I don't look for a woman who is like my mom. That's the first thing. I don't stalk or seek women who is exactly just like my mother. No, that's not me. You know, that might be another man that do that, but not myself. I don't want anything like my mother.
I don't mean stalk and be exactly like. I mean have good morals, values, and characteristics.
Hold on, similar to your mother.
I don't misquote me, though.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask him a question? What kind of woman do you look for?
I look for a woman who is very, you know, like, anything. Ow. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I was standing up. My back hurt.
Oh, okay.
What kind of woman I'm looking for, exactly? Well, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
What kind of woman
a woman that is not. Well, I can tell you what I'm not looking for than what I am looking for.
No.
We want to know what are you looking for, not the negative.
What are you looking for?
Well, a woman that can stand. All right. Deposit. Mm-hmm. And speak her and be honest and direct with me and that's about it. You know, a couple
don't
other things.
Don't let them.
The majority of things is just, you know, hey, staying focused on me and the relationship. When it comes to relationship, staying focused on me and the relationship and not another man, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, and so my next question is,
and that's not what my mother was. Because she had her own man. I don't need
no,
all.
I'm interested
yeah,
in what she gonna ask.
I wasn't reflecting on your mom. I was just saying, how has that list worked for you? Have you found it easy to find a woman that has what you want? Have you found it? Or are you struggling to find a woman who has...
He's married. He's found it.
Oh, he's found it? I didn't know if he was married.
No, I'm not married. I'm not struggling or anything. So as far as like a 100% perfect woman, no, I haven't found that, and I don't think I will.
You ain't going to find
a
100% perfect woman.
No,
not 100%
man or woman.
Have you found the kind of woman that you are looking for? That's what I was asking.
He's not married, so apparently not.
I'm not married, but that doesn't mean that I haven't found her. I mean, we're working on it.
You're working on it. Okay.
Yeah, we're working
fair
on
enough.
It. That's all I can say. See,
I mean,
you know.
It just, okay, I don't know about anybody else, but it just sounded funny to me how right away you could tell me how you don't want a woman to tell you how to be a man, but when you're asked what type of women that you're looking for or what type of women attract
correct.
You, it just took you so long to answer.
Yeah.
Let me finish what I was about to say because I feel strongly about it. For a man to want to have control over anything, because see, she said aloud, and it made a lot of people nervous and anxious when she used that word. But I'm going to say it like this. Any woman who's in a relationship with a man, it's kind of like driving a car. We'll let you drive if we feel like you got the right direction, you got the right stamina, and you know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Direction and where you're going, probably the same thing. But we'll let you drive if we're secure and you driving this thing. But if at all I become nervous while you behind the wheel and your decision-making and the way that you handle things in life, then I may from time to time make you be the passenger because I feel uncomfortable with you driving this car.
That's not going to happen with me being a passenger. You may. No, you can't.
Well, As a man, just because you're a man, Mr. N.O., was I talking to the wrong person? Sorry.
Yeah, you need a GPS, huh?
Sorry. But long as you, if a man, just because you're a man doesn't always know that you make the right decisions or that you always know the right things to do. So sometimes you may have to look at your female counterpart to help you because you may not always be able to run it just because you're a man. You might have to look at her sometimes and say, look, babe, hey, I don't really know how this thing right here is supposed to work.
Well,
it's been plenty of times I've been in situations, oh, baby, if you don't like how this, like you said, this car is running right now, you can stay in or feel free to get out. I can pull you over. You can leave, you know, no problem.
Yeah, now this is N.O., and N.O. low. And like I said before, you know, first and foremost, you know, I grew up in a house with my mother and my father. So, you know, first, before you plan on going into any type of relationship or anything with a woman, you should already know the basic dynamics of being a man. And I could have only gotten that from my father, you know what I'm saying? So that's my situation.
Right.
But
that's true.
Right. And I like the last part you said, you know, right. The only way you got the basic dynamics with being a man is from your father. And we had this conversation before plenty of times, and I don't, I'm just leaving it at that. From a man teaching another man how to be a man, you know, because I'm not trying to teach, and I don't have any daughters, and even if I did, I'm not teaching my daughters how to be women. I don't know nothing about that. I can only give suggestions and advice about stuff, but, no.
To stem from what was said as far as, you know, if I don't think you're going about it the right way, see, we will have already made a decision as to what way we're going in the first place. It won't be me just running out, this what the hell are we going to do. No. That's not first floor. That, to me, that's not a man in him. That is a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man is not put there to be domineering. He's not put there to be domineering. He's not put there to be the overshadow of everything. Hey, some decisions that your lady makes, hey, she already know that you're going to bless it because it's not going to be anything that's going to be harmful to your family.
Right.
So it has to be a give and take. Everyone has. Well, you know, Joe, hey, I'm sorry for your situation, bro, but hey.
No, but there's plenty of families where the woman makes a decision and the family can go bankrupt or they can get into marital disputes or they have breakups.
It's compromise.
Before I were to go into a scenario with a woman, all of this stuff is going to be talked about. Ain't going to be no such thing as, I didn't feel like I had no clothes, so I wouldn't spend $1,500 for clothes. And we didn't already have that budgeted in or whatever. That situation right there can be very detrimental to a relationship. Going and doing
thing, yeah, and there's a lot of relationships that don't do that. Yeah,
another thing that can be detrimental.
Talk about all these things first.
Well, they should, but they don't.
You're just saying communication and compromise.
No,
you're
gonna
have both.
That's the thing that can be detrimental. She mentioned was compromise, because as a leader, the head of the household, as a man. Feel like
he's
going
to need to
compromise.
Just because you're a man doesn't mean you run everything.
No, I don't have to compromise about everything that comes to me from the women or the children, okay? Because compromise sometimes gets into, well, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you.
No.
Or the sex game gets involved. Okay, that's why you ain't getting none tonight, because you didn't do this for me. I'm not into that compromise.
Hold up, brother.
He's not willing to compromise.
That's somebody else's situation. I never understood that, because the first thing would happen is if he ain't getting it at home, he's going to get it somewhere else. So you be the fool. But in the situation as far as the compromise is concerned, okay, well, you know, we really don't have this in our budget right now, so we won't do it right now. You know, we'll look at this later. We'll address this later. That's a compromise, as opposed to saying, hell no, we ain't getting it.
That's how is that compromise?
Let me finish. It's a compromise because you didn't say we're never going to get it. You said we'll look at it later. We just can't do it right now.
That sounds like it was just worded differently. If I tell my son,
No, brother, you can't go outside.
And he goes, something like, all right, well, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. What I'm going to get out the deal? That's what compromising sounds like to me. You know,
you're wrong.
It's in our budget right now. We can't do this.
You're wrong. So. If you listen, you'll get it. Okay, let's say your lady came up and said, I think we need to go and get a new car, and we need one soon. Matter of fact, they have a discount, a sale going this weekend. Let's go down and pick out a new car. Let's go ahead and do it right now. And you say, I think it'll probably be best, even though they have a sale going right now for the brand new cars, if we waited 5 or 6 months and then, you know, look at it then, because we probably can get some additional discounts, and plus we'll be able to save up a little bit more money towards the car. That's a compromise in lieu of saying, well, we ain't got no money for that. Hell no. Don't worry about it. That's a compromise.
Well, I think it's not necessarily a conversation about compromise. It's about shared vision. Do you have a shared vision for what the relationship is about and where you want to go?
That.
And what you want to achieve.
Okay. Yeah.
So the shared vision is, you know, that 5 years from now, we want to be in X house. You know, we want to have certain things that we will have jointly. And when anything comes up that goes against that shared vision, you discuss it and you decide whether it fits into the vision
okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so can if you ran out and got this car right now, does that fit into
Nana,
the issue that we have? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Stretching
yeah,
out.
You might want to mute your phone when you're stretching.
Yeah,
it sounds
really.
Like something else.
Well, what are you doing?
Okay. <Not more. laughs>
I'm just saying.
Oh, what's up, man?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And just so everyone on the phone knows, Ebony tolerates us peasants regardless of how much education we do or don't have because none of us speak proper grammar.
Oh, okay. I don't know who said all that.
Because the person on before was like, oh, he got to speak proper grammar. Your girl said that. Lady.
Oh, okay.
She said that.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a
that's
girl.
A,
that's not a
that's
woman. That's a piece of roadkill.
Don't get joke started.
Let's not sidetrack, okay?
Yeah, let's not go back. Keep going forward.
And it's a shared, and it's a shared vision, right? Maybe and even what she was saying about education, right? There's something called the life, right? And there's some people who may not have ever gone to a formal college, or you know, I think of people like Richard Branson, who has a fantastic mind and has actually learnt business and is an entrepreneur, and he never formally schooled anywhere, right? So there are people who have a school of life ethic. That means they understand life, they understand what they want to achieve, and they can take you where you want to go. And it's not necessarily because they came out of university with 2 degrees or a master's or a PhD. So people need to be a bit broader in their thinking and look at who the person is, what it is they bring to the table. Can they share in the vision that you want for your life? And first, you know, the question that I asked the young man, and I can't remember your name, before about what you wanted is because you need to know what you want before you start talking with anybody about a relationship. What do you want? And then if you know what you want and someone comes with what they want and you look at it together and it fits into what the vision is ultimately for both of you, then there's a chance you can move forward to where you want to go. If there's no shared vision, right, without vision, the people perish. If there's no vision, you're not going anywhere. You're just going to keep circling and arguing and fighting about things because there is no clear focus. And maybe that's what you were alluding to. I've forgotten her name. Sorry. When you were saying a guy needs to, maybe we allow you to drive the car. I don't know if I would use we allow you to drive the car, but it's a similar thing when you're saying you need to know where you're going, but I guess we both need to know where we're going. And what we both need to do is check in with each other that we're going in the same direction and everything is working as it should be. That's my point.
That's nice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't agree with that, but to me it still sounds like compromise because you're saying check in with each other, and we're not going to always agree
with
each other.
Why don't we just find out what the real definition of compromise is before we have about 5 shows on this thing?
I'm not going to compromise with you. I'm not going to do it.
All right, because here's
a question. Let's
see if we can come up with a definition that all of us can agree with, okay? To compromise means compromising your principles. If I will submit to a woman if she has a better idea than I do, because it's not going to hurt my ego. But if it's going to compromise my principles, that's a different situation. So I don't mind submitting. And people don't like that word, but that's too fucking bad. Because when a man says yes, dear, and a woman says yes, dear, they're submitting to the wishes of the other person, which is what relationships are all about. Relationships are about accommodating but not compromising your principles. In other words,
I agree.
Okay, so can we agree on that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Does anybody disagree?
We wouldn't try to disagree with you, Joe.
No.
What'd you say? Not purposely.
No, you got to start.
One thing that I wanted to ask them before the show was over is we're all talking about submitting and compromising and all that sounds really good. But as far as the men on the line who are not married men, if you're not married and you enter into a relationship with another woman and she has lots of suggestions for things that you should do, as a man, I guess Joe first, do you feel like you would be willing to let your lady make decisions? without feeling that you're the alpha male.
I don't have to be the alpha male.
No, I agree.
Okay? I am a man
okay, well,
who believes.
Question was for every, that question was for every male okay. on the line.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't have. Okay, you asked me. I'm telling you. I don't have to be the alpha male. That doesn't mean that she is not going to do things my way, though. And that sounds like a contradiction. Here's the thing. I'm willing to submit to her as long as the suggestions make sense. Now, if she's going to suggest 5 or 6, 7 different things in a row, and she's not going to accept my next suggestion, then I'm going to try to find out why, because it seems to me like she's an attention hog or somebody who's got some sort
or
of emotional problem.
Well, let's just stick to my question and let everybody else answer it, too. I wanted to know, as far as the other guys, if you uh-huh. were not married and you entered into a relationship with a woman and she had suggestions, do you feel like that you would let her make decisions and things, or do you feel like you have to be the alpha male, that your word has to be
okay,
the last?
I just gave you my answer, so all right.
Yeah. So, N.O., anybody else? Michael, anybody else? Mr. Eric?
What type of suggestions are you talking about? I mean, you know, like I said, if I'm comfortable in the career I have, in the career path I chose, and she says, well, you know, you should think about going back to school because you could do this. And if I'm happy with what I'm doing, then, you know.
Right. You're not going to compromise your principles.
Right.
Bye.
So it depends on what you're talking about. I mean,
well,
you know,
let me be more specific, because I don't mean in terms of. I don't mean in terms of compromising principles, because I agreed with Joe that I agreed with him that was part of compromise and that part of it wasn't to go against morals and values and things like that. I'm not going to ask you to go against a belief that you have, if that's yours. But what I'm saying as far as decisions, you guys aren't married, but what's the lady's name that's on the line?
Ebony.
What's your name? Ebony.
Miss
okay.
Lady.
Which one? Oh, Lord.
Harold, you let the virus back in?
I thought she was asking a question for the men, and the woman started talking. I'm confused. Go ahead.
Will y'all please let her speak?
But if she has a comment, I'm willing to listen. Like, I don't. Go okay. ahead.
Okay. They are something else. That's what I'm saying, Eric.
We're not going to down each other, though.
No. They do it all the time. All the time. You've heard them.
Okay, well, go ahead, so I can finish my...
Are you still making a comment?
Anyway.
Having a hard time talking English?
Did you have... Listen, don't
hey,
even
nothing.
Go there. Don't even go there.
Just
okay.
call.
Don't even
I
go
even,
where? We're stumbling and fumbling?
Don't even go there, Roadkill, okay? So
just
anyway,
be. Try to talk.
So anyway, well, I'm actually doing 3 things at one time. I'm actually typing a report that I'm talking about. Trying to. So anyway, did you ask him if he, what is all of that noise?
Sounds like somebody's driving or something.
I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can hear it now. It's gone.
Did you just ask him a question? He responded by saying, if my wife, about compromise, wanted me to go back to school and I was happy doing what I wanted, I would just say no. Well, how about you not
to
have
the whole thing?
Is that what he said?
What are you talking about? You come in on an ass end every time and put your 2 cents in and don't know what's going on.
You know what? You just ain't qualified, honey. Trust me. You're not.
Oh my God! Can I say something? Can I say something? Because I just wanted to respond to your point about the request that you might ask guys, and I just think anything that starts with someone should do something. You know, it's going to make it difficult for someone to accept that almost as an instruction, because it feels like an instruction when you say you should be doing something. I think if language is really important. I think if you say, if you ask someone, you know, maybe we could do this,
can you say, you know, have a look at how it works for you. Maybe you want to consider that. Could we consider that together? Is there a possibility that maybe we could try this? You know, language is very important. And
sometimes it depends on the words you're using and how you're saying it.
The words that you're using it and how you're saying it. If you came
absolutely.
And said, I think you
yes,
should
I
do
think
this,
we should allow that to be
that.
Said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I think you know, I'm going to close down and I won't want to look at what you're saying. But if
ooh, that's true.
You have a possibility of, like, you know, do you want to consider it and look at how it might work for you, then I'm more likely, as the person who's hearing you, to hear you and to look at how it works for me and then come back to you with an answer that works for you. You know, where
but
we
you
can
know what? I do understand
well
that.
Done,
but
well
think,
done, Ebony. Well done.
I agree.
I think what you're talking with, what you have to have, though, is a functional personality. And I think a lot of people, they're insecure and they're afraid. They may be dyslexic, but don't even want to tell you they're dyslexic. And so they have a hard time reading. So instead of saying that, they'll just say, no, I don't know. I've heard people tell me that. Not
okay.
me personally, but other women have said there's been so much resistance because the men have issues that they don't really want to reveal. Or they may have never done well in school and don't want to tell you that.
Okay. All right.
So, well, can I comment? Let me say something real quick. Let me say something real quick to what you just said. You just said that sometimes a man have issues and have things that he don't want to reveal. Well, and I don't mean to blatantly attack you, but based on the way that you normally talk, if I was a man with issues, I probably wouldn't tell you anything either because I would feel like you want to judge me because I'm not where you are or this is not where you want
me
to be.
Well, that's you, but certain men, they love talking with me all the time. So, you know,
no man, and I'm learning this myself. I'm 28. I may not be as old as a lot of you are, but I'm learning this as I go, that no man wants to be talked down to. That doesn't build him up in any way, shape, or form by me talking down to him.
It depends on who the man is, because a man who's secure and successful.
But you're saying a man wants to be talked down to be built up? Is that what you're saying to me right now?
I don't call it talking down to. I call it being an equal, and I'm not going to be talked down to.
Not being a fucking equal.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the way that you talk is being equal, but you don't want to be talked to the same way that you're talking to us.
I'm not
going to
be called names. I'm not going to be cursed at. And if you're going to interrupt and try and bully, I'm going to call you on that or walk away. I'm not going to deal with that.
Well, then walk away. Why don't you walk away?
Can I ask you a question, man?
Talk down
away.
To a man.
Oh, now you don't
talk
have
down
to
a man will cause a man to not want to reveal his feelings either. Now
man,
I really don't want to reveal anything to you.
Everybody has a responsibility to grow up and deal with their issues, okay? I'm not saying we don't help people. We should help people. But everybody's responsible for their own growth. Mental,
let me ask you a question.
Financial, everybody's responsible.
You in a relationship?
Am I personally in one? Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you by a
well, he wasn't asking you about somebody else.
Oh, my God.
Are you in a relationship?
I have no problems with being in a relationship. I have relationships.
Well, asked if you have
he problems. Said, are you in one?
Are you?
No, my life doesn't allow it right now, but it will in about 6 months.
Who doesn't allow it? Your nurse? Who?
No, he's locked her life.
Her life doesn't allow
her life.
I thought it was her mental health practitioner.
You know, I have too much going on. I really do. But in about 6 months?
No, it's no. After all that, it's no. Right, it's no.
I'm
no,
very
clear.
Hold
up. No.
I'm very clear about what I'm doing.
Right,
yeah.
But it's no. Okay, moving on.
You have that
I'm
much
very
going
clear.
You got
I'm
all
very
this.
Very clear.
Out.
Yes, I
you
do.
Have,
I have a lot
to put out about what people should.
Including your mother. I have a lot. So,
you have nothing. Otherwise, you wouldn't talk so much.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Can I ask you a question, ma'am? I need to ask you a question. Have you?
I'm not going to talk about my life personally. That's not what I call in for. But, you know, that's really hearing those things.
But you have to be open
really?
To it. But you have to understand with certain advice
listen.
And certain things that you're giving, we
listen.
Oftentimes need to ask
no,
more to understand where you're coming from.
I talk generally. I've never asked one person about their personal life.
But if you did ask, because I don't think we'd mind if it related to what we're talking about.
Big deal.
I don't care about your personal life. That's irrelevant to me.
I'm just saying, if it relates to what we're talking about, I can see why I might ask you a further question about something because I want to understand where your point of view comes from. That's all they're trying to say.
Well, that's not what they're looking to try and find any little chink in the armor so they, that they think is a chink so they can attack. If you listen to their past shows, I've been called.
I guarantee you, if everybody here, kept quiet, you would still find somebody to have drama with.
Well, see, you're jumping to conclusions. Without any, you just
oh, really? Like your past behavior isn't a clue as to who you are.
You're a very ugly personality, okay? You really are.
Man, I hope it's so ugly you never come back.
You know what? You don't run your show. Trust me, if you had one, I'd never call in. I wouldn't be bothered.
Oh, please. I would spot you like 5 miles away and put up a moat so you would drown in it.
Well, good. Alligators and you jump in.
Oh, the alligators wouldn't be repulsed by you. They wouldn't even eat you.
Hey.
I don't, you know what? It just sounds like you've been in some difficult relationships and
no,
that you just
no,
carry
I'm
it with you.
Bullshit. No, I'm not for the bullshit. Trust me, it's not that. I'm not for the BS. And see, I know how men are. Like, these men
are. What are men like?
Very bullied.
Oh, you can't say that you know how men are because all men are different.
Well, I'm just saying, on the show, they think by bullying.
Call in cussing because it shows how much education they don't have.
Hey, lady, what are men like?
They bully and they call names when they
oh,
don't really
we
have
bully and. Well,
are you a lesbian?
Can you ask her
oh,
how
nice
many
one,
men
nice
she's
one.
Dated?
Oh, nice one. I like that one.
Please.
How many men have
lady,
you
lady, you a lesbian?
Please.
You please what?
Are you serious?
Oh, you are one, aren't you? Oh, big bulldogger on the line.
You know what? I really believe you're gay. I really do. This is my first
you're
opinion.
What?
I think you're actually a repressed gay man.
That's
I
right.
Really
yep. You got it.
Y'all, it's something else. I just think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people like that that make it hard for women like me to get their point across. Because it's women like that that meet men that have a way of judging them to where they don't, you know what I'm saying?
No,
that
I'm
men
really
even feel like there's no good women around.
This is the kind of women that me and Mr. Solution talk about. Always obstinate. Always contentious.
Wow.
Always.
You know what?
Always.
Oh, yeah. See, personal attack.
Personal attack.
What's
like
your zodiac sign, ma'am? What's your zodiac sign?
Listen, you're young. You don't get it, but you get it in about 10 years.
I'm young and I don't get it. Okay, look. Let me step back. Okay, look. She was talking to me, so I want
to
answer to
that. Oh, okay.
They know
listen.
You don't get it.
Listen, I just want to comment because you was talking to me on that. I just want to say, although I'm young, age is nothing but a number. What I say by that is just because I'm young doesn't mean I haven't had life experiences. Life, living life is what makes you wiser, not necessarily how old I am. And I've been through enough to realize that some of the stuff that you're saying makes no sense at all. And if I was a man myself, I wouldn't deal with you just because of the type of woman that you come off as.
But it doesn't matter what you believe.
See,
no,
I mean, I'm just saying, though, but if we're from the outside looking in,
like
ma'am, and we're telling you that this is the way you come off, you got to be able to look at that.
I don't think we know you. I don't think we know you. I think I'd love to ask you a question. Have you dated many men?
They didn't throw up.
No, oh, Joe, I'm not asking her that.
Let her answer it.
No, that was my little, yeah. Oh,
that's
lady.
Quiet now.
Lady.
Did she answer the question?
Come on, there. I got to go to an appointment.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Well,
I
don't even
well,
care.
Say hello
now
to
you're
Dr.
to the point where
Freud
I don't even care what you're doing
I'm
anymore.
I'm sure you're giving him a headache every time you walk inside.
The lady tried to be straight up and ask
you
a question to give you time to explain who you were, and you won't even answer her question.
Listen, I'll tell you this much. I bet if someone's family was worth $500 million, it's actually
who gives a fuck?
But we know that you're only about money. You're what we call a gold digger, a skank, a scallywag. That's what we consider you.
Yeah, nothing about his being sweet, nothing about him being nothing about him actually being there for you, nothing about loyalty.
I bet
a man
is
worth about $500 million.
You ain't got no money, she don't want to holler, and she probably broke herself living on Section 8 talking from the crib.
Yeah, broke-ass bulldagger. Hey, you still around there, lady?
Hell, no, she ain't around, because everybody just got muted, damn it. I'm told y'all, no personal attacks. But no, y'all just going to try and jump on, lady. Okay. She told you what she wanted you to know. Move on. That was uncalled for and unnecessary. Thank you.
Can I say something, please?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm not attacking anyone personally, but I'll say it like this.
Okay.
From my perspective, this is the classic example of the highly educated black woman in America. That's exactly the way they are perceived.
Right.
As combative as that woman is. That's the exact reason why so many of them are lonely right now. That's
they
the highly educated black woman
they
in America.
Don't want you.
They don't want you. Okay, they don't want you. They don't want you. Okay, they don't want you.
They don't want them. They don't want Lowe. They don't want me. They don't want Michael. They don't want Eric. But they all want your dumbass.
Eric is so different. They don't want Mr. Solutions. They don't want neither one of you.
Yep.
Actually, that's just the opinion of one woman, and she can't speak for all women, obviously, because we don't agree with her and we women. So she can't speak for all of us.
Yeah, what do you say to that, lady?
I said the lady that got half a brain don't want
to. Oh, no.
Oh, so now we got half a brain. Now I feel some kind of way because you're trying to say I got half a brain now.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm going to need you to go back to the drawing board because you sound a little rough yourself.
No,
and she was being kind there. I would have said just, oh, yeah, I can't say anything because this is, you know, Eric wants to protect you.
Yeah, he's going to put us on mute.
Yeah, to protect lady.
I would like to say something.
That's a gang attack.
You probably like to be gangbang.
If you can get a chance.
It's a gang
attack.
Okay.
What does the other lady have to say about this? What's her name? Right. What's the other woman have to say about all of this? She's a woman, too.
What did I just say?
You need to just let her go.
Oh.
I just can't.
Evidence.
Does that mean that we have a half a brain?
It's too much energy. I can't give energy to someone who just isn't able to have a decent conversation. I just think it's just a waste of energy. It's too much energy.
That deserves a hand clap.
I'm sorry.
You ought to give her a clap, Eric, for that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
give her a clap.
Wanted to say something.
There we go.
All right. Go ahead, Lo.
No, it's true. You know, hey, this has been it's been talked about. It's been attacked from every angle. So it's just time to go beyond, you know, what that person has to say, you know. From my perspective, if I throw something out there and when people start to rebuttal it, I have to immediately cut in and shut them off, and there's something wrong with me. I don't want to hear anything that goes against what I'm saying. You know, so this show isn't about that. I heard that from the disclaimer at 2 o'clock. So, you know, I think that everyone's opinion should be fine. Now, I will stay on my side that says that is one of the biggest problems with the majority of the quote-unquote, highly educated black women in this country.
Hold on, Lo. Okay, maybe I'm talking as, you know, somebody from, you know, another perspective, but you're not going to tell me she's a highly educated woman.
No.
You know what? I don't know what she does for a living, but, you know, from her perspective, she's on top because she lives around people that don't...
That's
that
what she said.
Either don't have the education that she does or whatever.
No,
but,
she,
you know,
that can't be an educator. No, it can't be.
Man,
please.
Find
everyone
like
in my family
God,
is highly educated. Every single person in my and my father's a self-made millionaire. So and he works very hard.
He wasn't looking for some
woman to take care of him.
Hold on, Joe. Let me hit this.
He wasn't looking for
fine,
some woman to take care of him. He wasn't looking for some woman to post him for the first date. Okay.
You mean to tell me that the offspring from that man can actually come on the show and say, well, I dated someone that was worth $1 billion almost.
Exactly.
Get the hell out of here. Are you serious? Man, the dude got what he wanted and he found it.
When you hear the truth, you don't want to deal with it. You're upset about the truth.
Okay, can I ask a question? Let me not say she because you exist. This ain't third party. You dated a guy worth that much money. When you were done, honey, what did you have out of it?
A wet ass.
You are.
Y'all is violent. I'm about to hang up on that with y'all crazy.
You're very.
I'm just saying what you got out of it. We know how
well,
much
you're
money
the one
you worth. How much
up
you worth?
Half billion.
You
I mean, what did you get out of it?
You know what? You're not.
You knew what he was worth. We knew what you were worth.
Well, yeah. Now we know your price. It's okay.
You sure right. She said she best with a top dollar.
That's right. $20 bucks plus $2 with inflation. There you go.
I don't know what the price is, what she charging. All I'm saying is, ain't nothing wrong with
No, that's right.
I'm like this. Like, you don't have to be, just because a woman, I'm going to say this too, because I don't want the guys to get the wrong impression.
Right.
Just because a woman is looking after a guy with some cheese, some money, some moolah, that doesn't necessarily mean you a hood rat.
That's right.
Not what it means. But what does make you a hood rat, though, is when you get to the point where you feel like you're beyond someone else. And that someone else's money and status defines who you are. Money and status doesn't define anybody. And if I take away all the money and all the jewels and all the furs and shit that you use to impress people, what the hell will you be when you strip
now,
of all
are
of
you?
Now,
what are you? That's what you're making. You're not talking about me, are you? You
lady. Nobody's hating on you because you do whatever you want with
general,
your little crusty for JJ.
Okay, good.
I was saying in general, as a person who, I mean, but that's how you talk. You talk like kind of bougie,
oh, no,
like you have a whole lot
not.
That other people
oh, no,
are below.
No, no, no.
Bougie
actually,
means something
no,
like
no,
middle
that's
class.
Not exactly. No, that's not how I feel. That's not how I am. Absolutely not.
I know. I must have met some black chicks.
So how are you?
Life,
because I'm just saying that's the kind of vibe that you're giving off in this kind of conversation about relationships.
No. It's because when I speak up against something that those men are espousing, which is false, it's unrealistic, then I get personally attacked. So
wait a minute.
No,
what does that have to do with you sleeping with a half a billionaire?
Did I say I slept with him?
Well, you said you were gone with him. You didn't sleep with him?
Did I say I slept with him?
Okay, you didn't sleep with him.
And
what'd you bring it up for?
I didn't say I did.
All right, so either you did or either you didn't. So in either case, why did you bring it up?
Why'd you bring up his money?
Yeah.
You asked me if I dated. First of all, I'm a hood rat.
Right, but you could have dated a charming, sensitive, handsome gentleman.
Right, but see, you're mad because you don't want to hear the truth.
Oh, God.
That's the problem. You don't want to hear the truth. And no matter what
you shoved it down our throat.
No, I didn't shove it down your throat. I stated it.
Okay, all I'm saying is instead of saying, oh, I dated, we asked, have she dated?
Well,
the response to the question of have you dated was, I dated a guy with $500,000. The response could have been, he was handsome, charming, very educated, awesome. He could have been so many other adjectives in the English dictionary, but you chose to use his money to describe him.
He was that too, and you see, damn sure wasn't looking for me to throw chips or pay for the first date, okay?
We understand he wasn't looking for charity. That just bothers me that women, that some women operate like that. So that's why men get the whole impression that they have, that we all gold diggers, we're just looking for money, that we're about money and status, and that we won't consider a nice guy who may not necessarily have a whole pocket full of money.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying.
No, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, and that is not me.
No, of course not. I mean, why would we ever think that?
Hey, I only have one question. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, too, but didn't you say you had to go get your back shaved or something? Didn't you say you had to go
get a back shave?
We had an appointment with Dr. Breedlove, Goodlove, Dr. Straightjacket.
Yeah, you said you had to go get your back shaved or something. I don't know.
You had to get your, then you have to get your back whacked.
Yeah.
My back whacked.
Yeah, get your back whacked. You know, get all
what
that extra hair fur off your body.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
God, stop it.
Stop it.
No, you see, that's what I'm saying. They just don't qualify.
This is what I'm saying.
We ain't going to misquote her, though, because I don't want to be misquoted either. So if I won't remember exactly what I'm talking about, I don't want to misquote nobody.
I know. They just don't qualify. They silly. But that's fine.
I mean, but I ain't attacking them either because I still don't understand where you're coming from. And you still make the women species seem like, from only how you present yourself, that we would be gold diggers and that we would consider brothers out here who are just hardworking men trying to get somewhere.
Nope, not a gold digger, never have been. So I gotta go.
Bye.
Yeah, and the reason why.
Yeah, like, yo, like, seriously, that's the kind of vibe she put off, though.
Yeah,
and we know that every time she comes on the show.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, how can you say that's not the type of woman that you are, but when we ask you a question, the first thing you mention about a guy you're supposed to be interested in is how much money he got. Why we couldn't know how good of a guy he was or what it was that made you interested in him.
Okay,
it's a billion
gone.
Responses
she's
you
could
have had besides how much money he had.
You know what? You know what? It's too much energy. It's like brain damage. I don't know. I don't know how
I
could listen to that. I just had to switch off. I'm sorry. Too much.
I said the two brain cells were working overtime or something like that, you know.
No, but listen to her. It's like brain damage. It's it just goes on and on and on. Could you imagine listening to that in bed? That would kill you.
Of course. That every time she comes on, go in bed, you said? No, not fucking ending up in nobody here has a bed that's bringing that shit in.
Well, they probably get drunk first. So
nobody
here
can
get
drunk enough. To have that shit in that fucking bed.
No, you have
crazy.
Drunk, you couldn't kill you.
You have to have a libido to get into bed first.
The libido.
Oh, you want to start with me, Lo?
Well, he got that one in, didn't he?
I didn't even walk into that one. All of a sudden, out of left field. Here we go.
Yeah,
let's get Joe. Hey, we got 5 minutes left.
Hey, an hour. 10 minutes or an hour.
Oh, boy. Now, nasty.
Yeah, wow.
Hello?
You know why I don't have a libido? been beaten half to death. Where's Joe? He's trying to find his goddamn libido. He lost it somewhere.
No, that's like, wow.
All these old folks are crying laughing.
Anybody find Joe's libido? Yeah, I think I left the room with Lady.
Wow.
Oh my
okay.
God.
That sounds like something from Mars now.
Yeah, who is
wow.
that? Yeah.
That was probably me, y'all. I was real close to the port for the phone. My bad.
Oh, okay. Okay, y'all. Well, we're going to end it right there on that laugh while Joe's trying to find his libido.
I haven't found it yet. Yeah.
Okay. As I always do, I give everybody a chance for the last word. So, starting with Shasta. Your final word.
Yes, starting with me, y'all need to tell Eric to put me off in the studio because I'm tired of talking to him off the line. Like, yo, Mr. Eric, you need to get me back in the studio on the show. I'm trying to have my own show. Joe, you know I can rock it. So y'all need to tell Mr. Eric, put me on the air, man.
Nobody's stopping you from doing who you are on this show.
Hey, no, Mr. Eric need to put me on the air. He know I need my own show.
Oh, you mean to be the girl?
You know what? You know what? Stop talking that nonsense because I done tried already. And she said, I'm not ready yet. So, you know.
Oh, look, you just brought me off as a co-host, man.
As we say, hey, whenever you're ready, you call me, but I'm not chasing you. That's what they ain't going to show.
Woo, that's a hot one.
Whatever, y'all.
Anything else?
No, I'm good. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You too, Miss Shasta.
Bye, Shasta.
Bye, Joe.
708, brother, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, your final words?
Two things I want to say is I know that it was a statement made to a woman that she said, at first she said she's 28, so another woman said that you young, you'll learn. I didn't even know she was she was 28 until she said that. You know, your conversation is well, you speak well, and you know what you're talking about, and you know how to go about what you want to say. So keep it up, and I'm sure you heard that before. Don't let that stop you from, you know, saying what you want to say. Stand your ground for what you believe in. Other thing is that I don't see nothing wrong with a woman that wants a man with money, lots of money, money bags of money. But I find it's a problem when that woman ain't got as much money as that man got. So what she really looking for is a man to take care of her at the end of the day. And that's about it.
All right. Ooh. That's a good one there. Ooh. All right. Thank you, sir. And thank you for calling. All right, Miss Ebony.
How did I know it was going to be next? I just want to say enjoyed the conversation tonight. Apart from the damage and the, I think I lost some brain cells over that last sort of 10 minutes or so. But, that's damaging. But anyway, let's not go there. It's been a good conversation. Enjoyed hanging out with you guys tonight. Hope you're going to hang out with me tomorrow night. Don't know what I'm talking about yet. But Ms. Shafter, please come on my show. And I'd love to do some co-hosting with you because I think you're wonderful. She's absolutely great. Joe, I still love you. Okay, Joe, I still love you.
I'm not responding
to that. I know you're never going to get over it, but you know I still love you. So you can roll up.
Thank you,
Ribbon. Come and check me out.
All right. Thank you, Ebony. Yes, we'll check you out tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Love you all. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, Ebony. Gotta find my libido, will you?
Look, you need to learn that.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. I have nothing to say. It's the same as usual. You know, I don't have too much. That's it.
Well, man, where did you lose your libido at?
You better ask Lowe. I mean, he seems to be the expert on it. He knew I lost it somehow.
Okay, we're going to put a search party out for it. Okay,
somebody find my libido, please. That ought to be the next show. Has anybody found Joe's libido? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Joe. All right, Mr. Lowe.
All right, brother. Hey, man, this was a great show, bro. I won't lie. This was an outstanding show. I really enjoyed it. The dialogue was good. Hey, you know, people get upset, they leave. It's for sure they'll be back. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. So, first, if I've ever dated someone that was a rock star or whatever the case may be, and I'm not with them anymore, I'm not going to brag about it. Yeah, I want to date a rock star. You know, that's just me. And with everything being said, you have to have compromise. You have to have an open mind, and you have to stand firm on your beliefs. Now, if any of those three are wrong, or in any sort of way you're being selfish, then you have to check that at the door.
Because
it's counterproductive. So, in order to have a meaningful relationship, then there's going to be times when, hey, maybe you want to do this, but that's not in the best interest of you all. So it happens.
All right. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So one quick question. The other lady, she said that she was going to the groomers, right?
I don't know what she said.
Oh, okay. I thought she said she was going to get that old hair back waxed or something. I don't know.
Once I listen to it again, I'll let you know.
Okay, man. Hey, I'll holler at you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, y'all. I'm going to take a short 30-second break, and then I'll be back with my final comments.
The first in the Just Know series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation, by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith in her children's philandering father and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, that's No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. And as I said before, she was on the show a couple of weekends ago. And actually, Joe was scared to talk to her. I guess that's where he lost his libido at. I'm just saying. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, today's show was quite interesting. We jumped up from here to there, but one question came up, and you know, I had to do something about that. And the question was a definition for compromise. And basically what it is, a settlement of differences in which each side makes concessions. Okay? the result of such a settlement, something that combines qualities and elements of different things. So, you know, as far as compromise, yes, yes. Any relationship has to have some type of compromise, because no one is perfect and no one is going to agree on everything. So it does have a give and take element to it. Okay, any relationship, whether you're married or you're just girlfriend and boyfriend. You know, that's just the way it is. Now, for those that don't understand it or are not willing to give compromise or compromise with their other significant other, well, you may be looking at why you having the problems that you're having. Okay? Another thing is money is good. Okay? Money is good. It's great to have money. You can go out there and buy anything you want if you have a lot of it. But one thing you can't buy, and this has been proven, you can't buy happiness, y'all. You can't. So you can date whoever you want to with a lot of money, but it's their money. You understand what I'm saying? It's their money. It's not your money. It's your money while y'all together, maybe. It's not even your money at end. Because at any time, that person can pull up and say, okay, I'm out of here. And you're back where you were. So if you're walking around with your nose up in the air, like you thinking you all that, and really you're nothing but a pebble in a bag of peas, and you need to change it. You need to change it, because you're working up the wrong tree. You're working up the wrong tree, that's for sure. Okay, that's my final words for today. I'd like to thank Ebony Empress, 708, Lady Joe, Lowe, Shasta, Michael, in the chat room. Man, I tell you, we was having a conversation in the chat room. All Facts, I guess SRBG, Bible Benny. Man, I tell you, we had a lot of folk. But anyway, like I said, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Everybody who's out there listening, on your phones or your tablets, what have you, thank you for listening also. Because without you, I wouldn't be on the air. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Tomorrow's topic is going to be what is happening to all our young black men. That's tomorrow's topic, and it'll be at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I'll see y'all there. Until then, I am out of here. Talk, let's 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 talk.